Beis Yaakov of Baltimore is a unique school in many ways. Our student body is comprised of a wide representation of the wonderful families that make up our community.
Although members of our parent body may differ in background and education, we all understand that every member of our parent body plays a vital role in helping us educate our students.
The administrators see you as partners in helping us to raise inspired, wholesome, and well-balanced children who will be transmitting our precious Mesorah to the next generation.
In our discussions over the past months about what pressing issues we want to address, cell phone and technology usage came up repeatedly as something that we see as having a powerful impact on our Talmidos.
The Torah leadership of our time has stressed that the overall effects of technology are having a profound adverse impact on our capacity to live our Yiddishkeit to the fullest, whether with regard to davening, learning, even to mitzvah performance.
There is no question that technology is here to stay, yet the very devices that are intended to make our lives easier and help us stay connected are in fact making things more complicated and causing people, particularly children, to feel more isolated than ever before.
This is not merely a matter that Beis Yaakov was concerned about. We've heard from numerous thoughtful and engaged parents from every segment of our parent body who feel that they would like to protect their children and somehow limit the influence of technology on their children's lives.
They have articulated to us in a very clear fashion that they are not ready to give younger children phones. They don't want their children on devices late at night. They don't want younger children to have their own email account, but they don't want to pay for these safeguards with their children's social isolation.
Despite their children's constant pleas, many parents are trying to hold firm, but say that their child is the only one without a phone, email, the texting, etc.
Now, there's no truth to that, and we as educators can tell you that we are constantly hearing the same thing from a significant number of concerned parents who want to limit their children's screen time, but find it hard to respond to the pleas about what everyone else is doing.
It would be far more effective if we could create norms throughout the school so that parents do not feel as if they are taking on this issue alone.
We would like to create a school culture where, despite technology usage having become necessary on various levels for many, the collective we nevertheless feel that we're in control of it instead of it controlling us.
Yes, many people need access to conduct business, to pay bills, to function in the adult world. Even high school students may rely on technology in some filtered form to do research or college assignments.
Yet, some people are handing devices to five-year-olds or younger with little or no supervision. We need to set a norm. We believe there is no reason that any child younger than high school age should receive their own device or need to be online on any kind of regular basis.
The data on these issues is fairly clear. It shows that children's technology usage directly correlates to many types of problems, to anxiety, to an inability to foster personal connections, to no longer being able to pick up on social cues, to lagging behind in the ability to express oneself verbally or via the written word, to higher levels of frustration, to an ability to focus and remain focused, and even to deficits in memory and comprehension.
Not only that, leading Rosh Yeshiva have repeatedly emphasized that children are becoming so dependent on visual stimuli that they are lacking the imagination and ability to work through complicated concepts in Chumash or Gemara or Lahavdil, any other area of knowledge.
Parents need to apply parental controls. Children should not have access to everything on the internet. The eyes are the windows to the soul. What the eyes are viewing can also harm the neshama. We need to do this for our children. Children are streaming instead of dreaming.
Many of our students are up very late, but they're not getting their schoolwork done, and they are too tired to concentrate in their classes. We need to try to set a norm of shutting those devices off an hour to an hour and a half before they go to sleep.
We also need to understand that ultimately children learn most from what they observe. As the adults in the lives of our children, this spells the necessity to model appropriate behavior in front of them. We all know that no matter what they hear in school, children learn the most from their parents.
We need to be cognizant of the messages we are sending our children. We don't need the research to tell us what is readily apparent. We often find it hard to carve out enough quality time to spend with our children. Even when we are with them, we are all too often not present, distracted by our own devices.
We all need to become more conscientious and deliberate about any and all technology usage so that we will be able to live healthier, more satisfying lives, and ultimately lives that are more in consonance with the unadulterated, pure Torah values we aspire to and unaffected by the moral decay of the surrounding culture.
Our hope is that children will be able to be children, have the opportunity we had to be children, have the time to spend outdoors, and have the time to spend with their friends in person without being connected.
We are hoping that throughout Beis Yaakov, we can start a real revolution in the most positive sense of the word, from a human perspective, a revolution that can fix problems that are becoming rooted more deeply with every passing year.
We hope that you, the parents, will join and partner with us and perhaps come up with additional norms. It is you who are experiencing this on a day-to-day basis as parents, just as we are experiencing it in the classroom and on the playground.
We will welcome your input and feedback on how together we can create healthier lives for our children.